5.6 on the Richter scale. Just looking at the USGS website, 38 kilometres south of Mount Buller at a depth of 10 kilometres. That's a fair dinkum earthquake. Steve, the geologist. Oh, Steve, you're important this morning. I'll keep an eye out for your further texts. Betty's Burgers in Chapel Street, Windsor. The side of the building has collapsed, road closed and police on site. I don't believe anyone was hurt that I could see. John in Collingwood, walking past the zoo, animals not happy, monkeys particularly unhappy. Stefan, my swimming pool turned into a wave pool. Jared, I'm in Bonnie Doon, no serenity here, close to Mansfield where it was a six, madness. JJ in Collingwood, too early for a double scotch, blimey. Aftershock in Coburg, Nick in Williamstown, used to live in Los Angeles, Jared, and learnt to not bat an eyelid for anything under seven, but had me wondering where I was for a second. So these are rough times in Melbourne. Justin Rodsky is the chief executive of the Melbourne Storm, thankfully in Queensland today. Justin, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. We didn't feel it up here, I can tell you that.
Getting any reports from home?
Yeah, I have. My phone lit up, actually. I had to check in on my parents and my wife's parents just to see if they were okay. But yeah, incredible. And I've seen some of the pictures already coming through of that that building in Chapel Street in South Yarra. That's incredible.
Club's made the splendid decision to reward its members of the past two seasons who have been denied so much footy. For those who are not fully across this, what did you decide to do?
Yeah, we've decided to say thank you and give back to our members of the last two seasons, so 2020 and 2021 members who had game day access. So there's about 23,000 of those will receive a free membership in 2022. We just felt that, you know, off the back of what's been a really difficult and challenging 2 years, lockdown after lockdown, our team's been relocated. Our members have only had the chance to see five games live at Amy Park, and they've also missed out on two final series. You know, we wanted to do something that was going to mean a lot to our members, and we wanted to do something to show how grateful we are for their ongoing support and loyalty. And in the end, we felt this was the best way to do that.
So it is a great gesture. There is a turnover cost to it. What do the maths run to?
Yeah, it's a significant commitment by the club, and it's in the millions, Jared. So, you know, we've done a fair bit of work and planning and preparation for that. And, you know, like every year, there's incremental revenue opportunities within our budget. And next year, it's just going to be a little bit bigger. And, you know, as a management team, our board, executive and staff and everyone associated with the club's just going to work a little bit harder to find a way to cover the gap. And, you know, if we don't get there, we don't get there. But regardless of that, the club wanted to make this commitment to our members. We feel it's really important that they know how grateful we are for their support over such a long period of time, but particularly these last 2 years. So it's significant, but you know, we're up for the challenge.
Is it an example of, so the immediate reaction is it challenges others, it challenges AFL clubs to think in the same way. Do you think it is something that could be taken up across the sporting industry?
It might do, Jared. I know that a number of clubs have done a number of different things to show their appreciation to members. And, you know, we know that members enjoy making a contribution to their club, to their membership. And obviously, you know, they come in various different ways. And, you know, we've already seen through the feedback that we've got that a number of our members still want to contribute their full membership to the club. And we'll be very thankful for that. But for those that don't, you know, we're giving them this opportunity to have next season on us, just to say thank you for what incredible support they've provided us. So I'm not sure what other clubs are planning or doing. I know a lot of clubs last year did certain things, but for us, you know, this is a very Melbourne Storm thing to do. And, you know, we're really proud of what we're doing and we're really proud to have such fantastic members.
Have you been able to measure the connection of those 23,000 across this final series and on the way through? How tangible is your connection at the moment?
Well, it's funny, you know, like, you know, we haven't been able to see our members and fans as much as we usually would, you know, whether it be through family days or open training sessions at games, at our events, whatever it might be. But we have been able to continue to connect through digital and social platforms, through the broadcast, obviously on TV, through our messaging and communication to our members. And, you know, this year alone, we've already passed 20 million viewers across Foxtel and Channel 9 broadcasts. So, we know that our members are there. We know that they're enjoying watching us play, and that's giving us a, you know, a great deal of comfort. And the players and football staff up here in Queensland are really appreciative of that support. We feel it, we hear it, and you know, we're well and truly out there representing Victoria every time we play.
What do you hope that it grows into, Justin? If next season is regular and you're able to be at home and get your full swag of home games, what would you aspire to in terms of memberships?
Yeah, so we're looking at 40,000 members next year, which is obviously a big jump for us. We're sitting at 28,000 this year, and we'd hope to then grow that the year after that up to 45,000. So we do see this initiative as an opportunity to really grow our membership base. You know, this is an investment in our future. There's the short-term component of this, which is providing that value back to our members, but there's a mid and long-term value to the club as well, which we hope will be in membership growth, and you know, hopefully we can start to challenge some of those AFL clubs in terms of membership numbers.
So Saturday afternoon is in the twilight. It's a big afternoon. Do you have the sense that everyone in Sydney's death riding you, as Cam Munster expressed?
Yeah, there's an element of that, I think. But you know, I think people over the journey of this year, there's an enormous amount of respect there too. You know, the way that the club conducts itself, our messaging, clearly the way we play. So I'd like to think that we've actually won a fair few of those Sydney siders over as the year's gone on. And, you know, it is a massive game. Grand final rematch on Saturday. You know, two teams that'll be really primed and ready to go. And we're going with a lot of confidence. We've had the weekend off. Josh Addo-Carr's back. We're pretty much at full strength. So, you know, it's going to be really important for us to come out firing early, put the points on the board early, and then hopefully hang on for the win.
Justin, terrific stuff. Well done. It is one of the great organisations in Melbourne and has been recognised as such for many a year. It's a terrific gesture to your members. Good luck for Saturday.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
Justin Rodsky, the Chief Executive of Melbourne Storm.